Last week was an amazing week for me. I had so many opportunities to mindfuck the cum out of my boys. It was exhilarating and so exciting. What is a mindfuck, you ask? Well, it's when a woman like me climbs into your head and takes you for the ride of your life. You might not think a phone mistress can own you completely, but I assure you, I can. Case in point, my tickle torture slut, M, who is thoroughly and completely becoming addicted to the mindfuck that I and a few of my slightly imaginary friends subject him to. We know just how to use his stockings fetish and his desire to be owned against him. I don't really know how he can stand to not take a nap after I'm done with him, because frankly, I could use one too. Then there was my lovely slave, PB, and our third session with a surrogate, in-person, Dom. Poor girl ended up spending most of the session on the floor, writhing in pain. I had to laugh at my slave. I told him I had way too much sense than to walk into a room with a formidable Dom and take off my clothes, especially when the Dom in question had partnered with me to make him cry and hurt. Even with all the pain, I would say the most costly part of the session was the mindfuck. I mean, a bruised penis and ass are one, two things, but to be humiliated and exposed as a broken little bitch girl is quite another. You just can't come back from two beautiful women laughing at you and taunting you. You'll have no boyfriend points at the end of that session. My question to you is this. When are you going to submit yourself to my intense scrutiny? When are you going to allow me to find your weaknesses and little bells and switches? When are you going to allow me to mindfuck you into oblivion? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6201. I'll talk to you really soon.